Today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Tes Vav. We are holding on daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis. We were the Gemara raised the question, the very important question. If we're going to discuss Basa Bechalav, we know that there's an Isser Achila, an Isser Hana, and an Isser Bishul, but the Torah only tells us about an Isser Bishul, that you're not allowed to cook Basa Bechalav together. So the Gemara raised the question that Ba'achila Bahana Minayin, right? That Ainli Ala Ba'achila, I'm sorry, Bahana Minayin. Before that, the Gemara raised the question that it only says Nisr Bishul. How do I know Minayin Basa Bechalav Sha'asr Ba'achila? How do I know that Basa Bechalav is Asr Ba'achila? And then, once we say that it's Asr Mishum L'Sochal Kol Toeva, which is the answer that the first answer the Gemara gave, that it's Asr because the Torah says L'Sochal Kol Toeva, anything that, generally speaking, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like, such as basar b'chalav being together, because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to cook it together, so mele there's always going to be an Isra Achila on things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like. So then the Gemara says, okay, but how do you know the Isra Na'ah? So the Gemara said, well, we know the Isra Na'ah because the Lashon of Lo Sochal, according to Rabbi Avahu, always implies both an Isra Achila and an Isra Na'ah. Lo Yochal, Lo Sochal, Lo Sochlu, anytime the Torah tells you not to eat something, it doesn't just mean not to eat. Eating is just the epitome of Hana'ah, but really any kind of Hana'ah is Aser. So unless the Torah specifically tells you otherwise, unless you have a din where the Torah tells you you're not allowed to eat it, and the Torah tells you, but you are allowed to get certain types of Hana'ah, that you are allowed to get Hana'ah from it. If the Torah says you're allowed to get Hana'ah from it, so then you're allowed to get Hana'ah even though it has Lashon of Losochal, and the example of that is the Isra of Nevela, where the Torah tells you that Losochal Kol Nevela, tells you not to eat nevela, but then it follows it up by saying legera sher b'sherecha titnena va'achala o machala nachri, that you can give it to the ger that lives amongst you and he will eat it, or you can, and ger means ger toshav over here, obviously you're not allowed to give it to a ger tzedek, can't give it to a Jew, o machala nachri, or you could sell it to a guy who's not a ger toshav, to stam a guy, you could sell it. So the bottom line is, we see that the Torah specifically tells us that there's a heter anah, so even though it says lo sochlu, we assume lo sochlu only means achila, doesn't mean hana as well. So we're holding in the middle of that discussion. We're at the Tanya, about 15-20 lines before the end of the page. Last one line is kol on kuf yudal and beis. The Tanya, we have a brisa. The brisa darshins this pasuk lo sochlu kol nevela garasha b'shrachet inena v'achala o machala nachri. I would only know from the pasuk that you can give it to a ger or you can sell it to a guy. Leger b'mechira minayin. How do I know that you're even allowed to sell it to a ger toshav? So tamalomar leger titinena o machar. That if you read the pasuk, it says leger shabashach titinena v'achla. O machar, and if you, the next word is lenachri, but if you leave out the word lenachri, if you stop the pasuk there, you put the comma there, o machar, so it tells you that you're even allowed to sell it to the ger. Lovik chavim bin asina minayin. How do I know that you're allowed to give it to the Ovid Kochavim, that you don't have to sell it to the Ovid Kochavim? So if you start the pasuk a little bit late and you put the comma in the wrong place, Tamalama, the pasuk says, titnena o machal lanachri, that you can give it or sell it lanachri to a guy. So even though really titnena is on the first half of the pasuk, but if you start a little late and you move the comma back a little bit, so it could read titnena o machal lanachri, that you can give it or sell it to a guy. Nimsa, so it turns out, echad ger v'echad ovid chavim, bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina divra meir. So Meir holds that it doesn't matter who the person that is going to end up with it is, whether it's a ger toshav or an ovid chavim, you're allowed to give it, you're allowed to sell it, whatever your preference is, that's totally fine. That's Rabbi Meir's way of understanding the pasuk. And Rabbi Meir is obviously focused on the fact that the pasuk is phrased in an unusual way. It has the subject, and then what you do, and then another what you do, followed by another subject. That's not the normal way. So obviously the pasuk is trying to tell you that these two subjects, the lager and the lenachri, could go on both actions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, dvarim kiksavan, that you should take the pasuk literally. The pasuk says that to a ger you give it, to a nachri you sell it. Leger b'nesina ulovit chavim b'mechira. That's all you're allowed to do. You're allowed to give it to a ger, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda think that you're limited to giving to a ger or selling to a guy? So Isal gadaitach kedekama Rabbi Meir, because if Rabbi Meir were correct, lichtov rachmana lo sochlu kol nevela legera asher b'shrachat tinena v'achala o machar, v'achala u machar, o lamali. Why does it say o machar l'nachri? The o sort of puts the comma in there for you. I mean, Rameir wanted to read the pasuk where you have the word machar fitting with the first half of the pasuk, with what you do with the ger. But the word o appears before the word machar, so that tells you that that you have to split those two clauses in the pasuk. So shema mina l'dvarim kiksavan udasa. It must be that it's there to teach me l'dvarim kiksavan, that we're very limited in what we're allowed to do. We give it to a ger, we sell it to a guy. Leger b'nesina, loved chavim b'mechira. Exactly that way. So how's Rav Meir going to respond? Rav Meir amalach, hay o, lahaktim nesina deger l'mechira dovid chavim. The word o is there to divide the two clauses, but not to tell you that it's the only acceptable way is the way the pasuk divides it, but to tell you that the best possible way is to give it to a ger, and that's better than being mocher to an ovid kochavim, because we have a mitzvah to support the ger. So if you have the opportunity to give it to a ger toshav, it's lahaktim nesina de ger. It's better to do to give it to a ger rather than sell it to a guy. Rabbi Yehuda lahaktim nesina de ger lemechir dar kochavim lo tzarich kra svaru. Rabbi Yehuda would say, nah, that can't be what the O is teaching me, because if they were both options, the fact that you're that it's better to give it to the ger toshav is a svara. You don't need a pasuk. Zeata mitzuvah lachiyosav. Zeata mitzuvah lachiyosav. Very simple svara. That a ger, your mitzuvah lachiyosav. You have a chiyuv to see to it that he survives and that he does okay. And the nachri, you have no tzivoy lachiyosav. You have no mitzvah. The fact that we're mefarnesin aniyah Yaakov im aniyah Yisrael is b'pnei darkei shalom. It's not because we're mitzuvah lachiyosav. It's only to keep a sense of darkei shalom. But there's no chiyuv to be mechaya goyim, so novid chavim. But a ger toshav, then we do have a tzivu lachiyosa. So it's a svara that if both were options, that you would prefer the nesina leger over the mechira novid chavim. Now Tosos points out Rabbi Yudam Advarim Kiksava, and he says va'aser liten leknani ovid kochavim mat naschinam. Rabbi Yudah says Dvarim Kiksavan that you're only allowed to give to the ger, not to an Ovid Kachavim. He says, well, that's actually an issue in the Torah to give a free gift to an Ovid Kachavim. The Gemara Darshan's Masach Savodazara of Lo Seichanim, that Lo Seichanim means three things, that you're not allowed to Lo Sitanam Chain, you're not allowed to pay compliments, and Lo Sitanam Chaniya Bekarka, you're not allowed to give them the opportunity to reside and to own land in Eretz Yisrael, and lo sichanim means lo sitim lahem mat naschinam. You're not allowed to give free gifts to an ovid kuchavim. So vim tomer hatnan. So fractosis. Wait a second. What about the mishnah shaleach adam lovid kuchavim yerech shegir anasha betocha v'shaleach mashma bechinam, that you're allowed to send the yerech that has a gir anasha inside of it, and shaleach implies you give it him for free. Uperikol shah mashma dasi afilu krabi yudan perikol shah misach. It sounds like we're going even like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds dafka dvarim kiksavan, that you better not give anything to the guy for free. So v'yishlobe d'tani b'tosefti ma'yishcheno muter b'mnei shu kumochrelo. Now if he's your neighbor, it's muter to give him a gift for free. There's a very important exception to the isra of lo seichanim. If you have some sort of ongoing relationship with the guy, then there's no isra of lo seichanim to give him a gift, because it's not considered a gift. People give gifts to people who they are going to have ongoing relationships with, not because they just want to give out of the goodness of their heart. It's because it's going to be beneficial to the giver to make a positive impression on the recipient, and he's going to give, he's going to pay you back one way or another. If he's your neighbor, he'll find a way to pay you back in a different circumstance. You need someone to go check on your house when you're away, whatever it might be, he's gonna help you out. So that's not a violation of lo sechanim. Now the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that it's dafka dvarm kiksavan. So l'chora, Tosos highlights one half of that shita, that we dafka have to, that you're not allowed to give to a guy. So, but yesh la'ayin, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, is the whole iser dafka liten lenachri, but limkor leger is mutter. Can you sell it to a ger toshav? Is that also dafka that you're only allowed to give it to a ger toshav, that you're not allowed to sell it to a ger toshav? Or maybe no, dvarim ksavim is just for the nachri, that if it's going to end up in the hands of a nachri, then make sure it's b'mechira, but it's not allowed to be b'nesina because of lo sichani. But if it's going to end up in the hands of a ger toshav, so k'zentei, you want to sell it, go ahead and sell it. There's no issur. So that's the shaila. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says dvarim ksavim? So the Rambam in Zuchiyu Matana Parakim Alachi Ralef, the Rambam writes, "Asu li Yisrael liten matnas chinam legoi, avol nosein hu leger toshav, shenemer leger asher b'sharechet nanavach lamachar v'mechira." So it seems v'lo b'nesina, avol leger toshav. Bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina, v'pnei shata mitzuv l'achyos. So the Rambam's pretty explicit that he passes like review the dvarim k'savan, and yet he says that you have to sell it to a guy, but by a ger toshav, he doesn't say you have to do anything. It's bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina, you're allowed to sell it to a ger toshav as well. The Tshuva of Beis Halevi tries to show that Tosos holds this way as well. Okay, good. It seems that that's the logical approach. So again, all of that was just the first answer as to how we know that there is anything aside from an Isser of Bishul Basar B'chalav. We said it relates to the Sochal Kol Toeva. So says the Gemara Vayter, Simen, Shabbos Chorish Rekul Yisroim, also Vesperov Yishalach HaKan. El Me'ata, if you're going to say that L'Sochal Kol Toeva means anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally reveals a distaste for, you're not allowed to eat by definition. Well, then Maisa Shabbos Litzuru. If someone is Mavashal B'Shabbos, it should be Aser for any Jew to eat it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you not to do Maisa Shabbos. And yet the Mishnah tells us that if you cooked on Shabbos B'Mezid, you're not allowed to eat it because of a Knas, but other people are allowed to eat it. So why don't we say that it's Aser? So it should be Aser the Hati Afti L'Chahu because it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Toeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it a Toeva. So Amakra, Ki Kodesh Hi Lachem. So the Gemara answers, no, the Pasuk says, Ki Kodesh Hi Lachem. Hi Kodesh Ve'in Ma'aseh Kodesh. So it's a special drasha that Shabbos is Kodesh, but Maisa Shabbos is not Kodesh. And therefore, Maisa Shabbos does, specifically the Torah is telling us, does not become Aser. Chorish B'shor B'chamar, V'chosim Pipara V'dashba Litzeru, Tati Afti Lachu. So Frek the Gemara, what about when you're Chorish with Shor and Chamar together, or you muzzle a para while you threshing with it, so whatever produce is worked on should become Aser because it's a Toeva, and anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dislikes automatically is an Isra Achila. So the Gemara answers, no. Hashta umash Shabbos techamiru ma'aseh mutarim hani lo kol shkein. Shabbos, where it's so much more severe, and yet the Maisa Shabbos is going to be mutter, so these things are less severe, so for sure will be mutter. I fract the Rishonim, wait a second, and Basar B'chalav is more severe than Shabbos. Why should Basar B'chalav then be considered a Toeva? So if you look at Rashi, Hani lo kol shkein, aval b'basar b'chalav lo amrinon hai kal v'chomer. We don't say this kal v'chomer in relation to Basar B'chalav, to haksiv lo sochal kol shati aftilach, umistavr di isura dekra aleika amar, to achil Toeva gufa. He says, by Basar B'chalav it's different, because by Basar B'chalav, the pasuk has to apply somewhere. There's nothing that's more severe than Shabbos. So if you're going to apply this Kal V'Chomer, then you could really knock out any application of Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. But the Pasuk has to apply somewhere. So it's most mistaver to say that the Pasuk applies where you eat the actual Toeva itself. The combination of Basar B'Chalav is the Toeva. By the Shor V'Chamor, the Maisa Harisha is the Toeva. You're not eating a Maisa Harisha, you're eating the produce. Aval hai lo achila harisha atzma, ela haba mimena. V'achosim adashnami, lav chasima gufa ka'achil, ela maisa haba al yada. V'yalfir mishabbos tein haba mikocha kodesh. We learn from Shabbos that which results from the Isser is not kodesh, does not have the status of being Asr itself. So frankly, Gemara Vayter, Kilei's Ra'im Litzaru Dati Aftilachu. Kilei's Ra'im should be Aser the food themselves, and over here it's more similar to the Maisa Shabbos that is the Toeva. It's the Zra'im that grew Beklayim. So says Gemara No, Mitakali Rachman Agabe Kilei Kerem, from the fact that the Torah tells us by Kilei Kerem Pentikadesh, which we darshan Pen Tukadesh, that there's going to be a chiyuv to burn it, that there's going to be an Isra Hanah from it. Michal, the Kilei Zra'im Sharuf. The Torah Dafka tells me that by Kilei Akerem, so it must be that Kilei Zra'im is Mutarbana. So there is no chiv to burn it, there is no Isra'na by Kilei Zra'im. So frankly, Gemara, Ve'ema Kilei Kerem Asurim Bein Ba'achil Bein Bana, Kilei Zra'im Ba'achila Asiri Ba'ana Asharu. Granted, the Torah is megala to me that Kilei Akerem is different than Kilei Zra'im, that it's more machil, it's more chomer than Kilei Zra'im, but maybe Kilei Zra'im is still including the Sochal Kaltoeva, and there's Nisra Achila of Kilei Zra'im. Kilei Akerem is more than that. It's not only Nisra Achila, it's Nisra Hana as well. The answer is the Gemara, Iskash l'kilei behema. Now there's a hekesh between Kilei Zra'im and Kilei behema. Tichsiv behemtecha lo sarvia klayim, sadcha lo sizra klayim. Ma behemtecha hayotzi mimenu muteres, av sadcha hayotzi mimenu muter. Just like the behema, that which comes out from it is muter, so to the sada, that which comes out from it is muter. So frak the Gemara, great, but that's an assumption. You're already making an assumption that by Kilei behema, that the resulting animal that comes out from Kilei Behema is going to be mutter. But for Kilei Behema Gufayu Minolan, how do you know that Kilei Behema that is going to be mutter? Maybe we should say Lo Sochal Kol Toeva does include Kilei Behema, and that would be Asr as well. So says Gemara, Mida Asr Rachmana Kilayim L'Gavoa Michal De LaHedyot Shari. From the fact that the Torah asks Kilayim for Hegdish, for Gavoa to use as a Karban, so that implies that for a regular person to get Hana from it, it would be Mutter. So that's how we know that Kilei Behema is Mutter, because the Torah wouldn't dafka go out of its way to say, don't use Kilei Behema as a Karban, if the halacha is that you're never allowed to use Kilei Behema. So it must be that it's mutter to use Kilei Behema. Now, if you look at Tosos, Kol Shetiavti L'Chareu B'Bal Tochal, Tosos says, wait a second, V'im Tomer, Heichanu Ochlin Ayalim Afilu Sirson Ovid Chavim Maishnami Basar B'Chalav. What is an ayal? What is a ram? So a ram, by definition, is an animal that you were misares. It was a male that has been misuras, that they castrated. So how are we allowed to eat an ayal even if a guy does the castration? It's clearly tiaftilach. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not allow us to do this act. We're not allowed to be misaris an animal. It's a major issue when it comes to pet ownership, because they always tell you have to neuter your dogs. Otherwise the dog gets aggressive. They're aggressive anyway, but otherwise the dogs get very aggressive, and it's very difficult to keep around the house if you don't neuter the dog. But it's an issur d'oraisa. You're not allowed to be misaris an animal, and to ask a guy to do it for you, to be your shliach to do it for you, is not so pashut either. That you're allowed to make a guy your shliach to do it for you. So anyway, but fractosos more fundamentally, shouldn't it be usher to get any hana? Forget about the fact that it's usher to do. So let's say the guy did it. You bought a pre-neutered ayil, right? It was already taken care of. But now how are you allowed to get any hana from it? It's called shetiyaftilach. It's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu finds as a toeva. So yeshlom mida usher rachmana ma'uch v'katzos l'gavoa mechlal de lahedyot shari. The fact that the Torah dafka assers an animal that's been castrated for a carbon implies that it's okay for a hedyot. So Tulsa says, okay, but I have another example. What about v'im tamar tzarim ozen b'char l'tzarif l'tzarim ovin chavim? What if you make a mum in the b'char? It should be aser even if a guy makes a mum in the b'char, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like the mum. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows kachim that have a mum, so we see that it's not a davar matuav. In fact, like Rosh Baruch says, we're allowed to get hana from kachim that have a mum, so you see it's not considered a to'eva. So, in fact, the Gemara comes up with a bunch of examples of things that if this is really true, lo sochel kol to'eva, anything that Rosh Baruch Hu dislikes, and this rachila, the Gemara comes up with a bunch of things that should be asur, and the Rishonim try to pick out on the things that the Gemara misses. So, in fact, the Gemara vaiter, also vespino litzar, it should be asur for an also vespino, an animal and its offspring are shechted on the same day, it should be asr to eat them. So midas rachman mechusus man answers the Gemara. No, midas rachman mechusus man legavoa mechal de lahedyot shari. From the fact that the Torah dafka asus a mechusus man, something that's not shechted in the right time for hegdish, that implies for a hedyot it's okay. Frakting mar shiluach hakan litzar, then shiluach hakan should be asr. The bird that if you took the aim may al habanim and you didn't send away the aim first, so then it should be aser. So it says, "Lo amra Torah shaleach litakala." The Torah doesn't say shaleach litakala, meaning the Torah says shaleach, you should send it away, and it's meaning even after you took the aim. The Torah says it's a lavanita klase. The Torah says lo sikach aim, and then it says shaleach tishalach, that if you took the aim, go and send it away. Now, if the second you took it became aser, then the Torah wouldn't tell you to send it away because somebody else is going to find that aim and someone else is going to shecht it and eat it, and that's going to be Aser. So the Torah wouldn't do that. The Torah would not allow you to just throw an Iser out there and put it out in the world for someone else to come and pick up. Fine. Amrish Lakish. Minayin lebasar b'chalav sha'aser. So again, so that was all opinion number one. How do I know basar b'chalav is Aser? L'sochal kal tu'eva. So now opinion number two. Amrish Lakish. Minayin lebasar b'chalav sha'aser. How do I know that basar b'chalav is Aser? So the Gemara answers, Reish Lakish answers, Tamal Amar, Al Sochlu Mimenu Na, Uvashel Mavushal, that you're not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. If it's cooked, you have to eat it dafka roasted. Shein Tamal Amar Mavushal. Why does the Pasuk have to say the word, the Torah didn't need to say the word Mavushal to give off the impression of something that's cooked. It said Uvashel. Ma Tamal Amar Mavushal. Why does the Torah say Mavushal? Lomar Lcha Yesh Lcha Bishal Acher Shu Kazeh. It's to teach you that there is another act of Bishul that's like the Karban Pesach, in that by doing an act of Bishul, you're making the item usher even to eat. And that's Basar B'chalav. That Basar B'chalav, by cooking it, you're making it usher to eat. So that's how we know there's Nisra Achila. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Ku'urazu Shashana Rabbi Losachlenu Basar B'chalav Akasim Medaber. So he says, what is this? Ku'urazu Shashana Rabbi? Is it disgusting in your eyes? That which Rabbi taught that Basar B'chalav is learned from the following Pasuk of Losachlenu. It says an extra Pasuk of Losachlenu by Psulei Mukdash that are nifte. It says Rak Adam Lo Sachlenu Al Earth Tishpachena Kamayim, and then it says Lo Sachlenu Leman Yitavlach. So what? You find that disgusting? You find that distasteful? That Rebbe teaches that drasha that Lo Sachlenu Basar B'chalav Akasam Medaber. So it says Gemara Atom Basar B'chalav Akasam Medaber Reinu El Bechem Mikol Yisur Shabbatora. How do you know that the Isra of Lo Sachlenu that it says Legabi Pesulei Mekdashim is about Basar B'chalav? Maybe it's about some other Isra in the Torah. Samrit Seil Miad Miyud Gimli. No, you can learn that from the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Dreshes Ben. Most of the Yud Gimel Midos we don't use that often. Right? We use a few of them very often, Kavu Chomer, the Binyanav, but there are a lot that we don't use, Kal Prat Klal, but there are a lot that we don't use that often. So says the Gemara, here's one that we don't use so often. Davar Alamin Meinyano. Bamea Kos Medaber. What's the Torah speaking about? Bishnei Minim. It's talking about when you have two Minim, the Psulei Mekdashra Niftos, or Shnei Minim, are Mutar Bachila, like chulin and aser begizav avoda, like kachim. So it's like the shnei minim. They're two different things simultaneously. So since it's talking about shnei minim, afkan shnei minim. So it's got to be talking about basar b'chalav, which is shnei minim. It's basar and it's chalav. Says Gemara, no, ime ahi have a mina hani mili ba'achila alba. No, lo. It's not that I dislike Rebbe's drasha. It's just that from there I would only learn nisra achila. I would only know. I wouldn't know nisra na. So kamash malan. Therefore, comes tell me there's nisra na as well. So for Rebbe bahana. Minale, Dalei. So where? By the way, Rebbe obviously was number three in terms of where we know the Isra of Achila of Basar B'chalav. So says the Gemara, but where does Rebbe learn the Isra now from? So Nafka LeMehachi learns from here. Nemar Kam Kiyam Kodesh Atal Hashem V'Nemar Alon V'Lo Yakodesh B'Vnei Yisrael Mal Alon Bahana'a Afkan Bahana'a. So just like Kiyam Kodesh is by Los Vashal Gadi, that's by Basar B'chalav. So by the other pasuk of Lo Yekadosh B'Vnei Yisrael is by Bia. So we say just like over there it's an Isra Na, so to over here it's an Isra Na, right? Lo Yekadosh B'Nos Lo Yekadosh B'Vnei Yisrael is talking about being a prostitute. So Malam Manav Kan Vana. So Debei Rabbi Lazar Tana, Debei Rabbi Lazar teaches a different drasha. Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela Amrit Torah Kishetim Karena Lo Sevashlena V'Sim Karena. That the Torah says when you sell it, you shouldn't cook it and sell it. So the Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, and the Beir Rabbi Shmuel has the most famous drasha, which would be number 5 already if we're keeping score at home. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Lo Savash al Gadi b'Chalev Imo, Gimel Pa'amim. The Torah repeats the same Isser 3 times. Why does it say Lo Savash al 3 times? Echel Isra Achila, Ve'echel Isra Na, Ve'echel Isra Bishel. One to tell me in Isra Achila, one to tell me in Isra Na, and one to tell me in Isra Bishel. Tanya, Isi ben Yud Omer, Minayin Lebasar B'Chalev Sha'asar. Isi ben Yud says, how do I know Basar B'Chalev is Asr? Nemar Kan, Kiyam Kadosh Atav, V'Nemar Alan, V'Anshe Kodesh, Tiyun Li, U'Basar B'Sad Trefa Lo Sochlu, Mal Alan, Asr, Afkan, Asr, just like over there it's Asr, so over here also it's Asr. Ve'in Li'ala Ba'achila, but again I would only know Ba'achila Ba'ana Minayin, how do I know that it's Asr Ba'ana as well? Amr Kal V'Chomer, so we say this a simple Kal V'Chomer. Uma Arla Shalom Nevda Ba'aveira Asr Ba'ana, Arla, where there's no Aveira done with it, Arla just happens to be when fruit grows, when a tree grows fruit in the first 3 years, it's asbana mimela, and yet it's asbana basar b'chalav shenevda ba'avera enu din shasbana. So basar b'chalav, where the only way to get basar b'chalav is by cooking basar and chalav together. So when avera was done, all the more so it's going to be asbana. So it says no mala arla shkin lo haisel l'shasa kosher. But what arla never had a shasa kosher in the first place. Basar b'chalav did have a shasa kosher. So can you really learn kal v'chomer from arla? It says gemara chavitz b'pesach chiyuchiyach shahaisel l'shasa kosher. Kosher vasabana. The fact that something once had a shasa kosher does not indicate that it's mutabana. Chametz bepesach is asabana and had a shasa kosher hakosher. But says more, but you can't learn from chametz bepesach. Mal chametz bepesach shekena nush kares. Chametz bepesach is nisa kares. Well, kli akarim yochichu shena nush kares vasabana. Kli akarim do not have an onesh of kares, and yet they are asabana. So it's from there you see that you can learn it from Arla, and there's no pircha on that limud. So lama ligzer shav laisi kula. Why do I need the Gezer Shava at all to teach me the Yisra Achila even? It should just be a straight up limit from Arla that Mar Arla Shalom Nevda Ba'aveira Asur Bein Ba'achila Bein Ba'ana Abbas B'chal Shnev Ba'aveira Ein Udin Shasur Bein Ba'achila Bein Ba'ana, that just like Arla is Asur both Ba'achila and Ba'ana, so Abbas B'chal should also be Asur both Ba'achila and Ba'ana. So says Mar Mishum Dikalamei Choresh B'shar B'chamar V'chosim Pipar V'dashba Yochiach Shenevda Ba'hemaveira V'sharu, because there are plenty of examples of things that you do an Avera with and they are mutter. See all of the questions that we had about Lo Sochel Kol Toeva, that are by the Charisha Shor V'Chamar Yachtav, it's Aser to do, and yet it doesn't become Aser, so that's why you have to learn it from the Pasuk, and then you use from the Gzera Shava, and then you use the Kal V'Chamar from Arla to add in the Isra'na. Okay, we'll stop there, we'll pick up from Lamali tomorrow.